Did you know that human potential is limitless and you can achieve anything you put your mind to? Sounds like motivational speaker rhetoric, doesn't it? Of course it does. You see, for so long we have heard countless speeches about life transformation but have never known exactly how this would happen. This is because we haven't heard a specific framework that will help us achieve our intended dreams. Well, not until now. Highest Potential Podcast has been especially designed to critically dissect and explain exactly how you could attain maximum human potential and achieve unprecedented success. Hello friends, hi, I hope you are well. I hope you've been having a lovely week, and I hope this week that has just begun is full of great promises. Promises. Last week I promised that this week we're going to delve into the subject of seasons. But then I thought to myself, well, this is based on a recent book challenge that I just begun. I thought to myself, rather than getting into seasons, let us begin with dealing with soil preparation of the farm of destiny. As we all know, last week I did an episode on the farm of destiny, and in soil preparation, really, we prepare ourselves for the purpose that we want to achieve. Now, in soil preparation, I will be delving into book reviews of each and every book that, you know, our book challenge, you know, was stating. So I listed a couple of books that my audience on my Facebook account had to read, and then at the end of each book, we were going to have a book review. So it so happened that from the 2nd to the 8th of October 2022, we were reading the book As a Man Thinketh, the James Allen classic that was authored over a century ago in 1903 and is widely regarded as the greatest and pioneering personal development book of all time. Now, this book in of itself presents to us quite an interesting dynamic on thought and how thought affects the mundaneness and also broader aspect of a man's life and destiny. And in this entire book, he critically and meditatively, you know, dissects the contextual principles upon which thought impacts a human being's life. And these, you know, principles were broken down into seven chapters. And these are the seven chapters I will be reviewing today. So in chapter one, Allen talks about how thought affects character. How thought affects character. You see, the assertions of Allen in this particular chapter are that the character of a man is the sum total of his thoughts. And I tend to agree with this particular philosophical thought. I always like to say this. There is a saying that goes, the journey to 1,000 miles begins with one step. And in the same way, the journey to one step begins with 1,000 thoughts. You see, thought impacts a man's behavior. The pattern of thinking of a man produces a pattern of results that are a result of the plantation of thought. So thought is a direct impact on character. So for a man to build a character that is noble and that is pure, he must purify first his thoughts, because thoughts affect character. In chapter 2, Allen talks about the effect of thought and circumstance. Now, in this chapter, I had quite a bit of a challenge because I began to think on the external situations that men are a victim of circumstance. For example, let's take, for example, if there's a natural disaster in the place that you are residing, that in of itself is not controlled by thought. It is a circumstance out of your control. Or if you are born into a family that is not as financially privileged as others, that is a circumstance that you cannot control. It is an outcome of something that you did not plan. So I had a struggle in believing and understanding this assertion by Allen. But as I read this book and reread it, I began to think, thought on circumstance. And I realized that this great philosophical thinker was not talking about circumstantial impact of external environments, but rather the perpetual state in circumstance based on your thought process. Yes, inasmuch as not all circumstance is produced by thought, the same thing goes for thought affects the outcome of every, you know, input of thought into a particular circumstance. What do I mean? When an individual is born into a family that is less privileged, the train of thought of that individual as they are grown up is going to result to in either the stay in that circumstance or the change of the circumstance. So in an actual fact, thought has an impact on circumstance in that it has the ability to alter a man's life based on how pure or impure his thoughts are. Fascinating. The third chapter of this great book is called Effects of Thought on Health and the Body. Now, we must understand that thoughts have a direct impact on a person's health. And just like circumstance, there are certain situations of health that are uncontrollable. For example, if you are in an, you know, unfortunate accident and then you end up injuring yourself, let's say dislocating your shoulder, that is not a result of thought. It is a result of an external environment that you cannot control. But the progress upon which you will find your healing or return to health is based on how pure or impure your thoughts are. Many people might have a struggle with this, but I, for one, have living experience of such kind of a situation. I tend to find that all the time I am experiencing anxiety, fear, uncertainty about certain situations, I tend to have a bodily response to that thought process. And most often than not, I find that my health is even affected in that regard. One thing that we can all agree is that the way you think about certain situations directly affects how your body and your health are impacted. The fourth chapter talks about thought and purpose. Now, this is my favorite chapter because Allen in this chapter emphasizes the need of thought in fulfilling of purpose or destiny. Now, one thing that we must understand and realize is that purpose is in line and inclined to the philosophical principle that each human being has got a specific assignment to fulfill on the earth. And because each human being has got a specific assignment they must fulfill on the earth, it directly means that for them to fulfill that particular purpose, that assignment, their thoughts must be aligned to the fulfillment of that particular thing which they were born for. So thought has got a direct impact on purpose in that thought is a generator of action that leads to purpose fulfillment. So if you want your purpose to be fulfilled, you need to align your thoughts to what is going to fulfill that purpose, which directly means that you must not entertain thoughts that might divert you from the purpose that you want to achieve. Interesting. Thought and purpose. The fifth chapter of this book is The Thought Factor in Achievement. Again, This is directly related to thought and purpose. Thought is a critical ingredient to the achievement on any particular goal. Thought in of itself is one of the processes of concentration. Concentration is an important ingredient for you to actualize a particular goal that has been set. So thought and a pattern of thinking which culminates into one's mindset concerning a particular thing is going to lead to affirmative action for each thing to be achieved. For example, if you want to be a millionaire, you need to think like a millionaire, because if you think like a millionaire, you're going to realize that in the process of making those millions, you know, there's the aspect of discipline, financial management, there's the aspect of wealth creation, creativity, building the right team, knowing the right networks. All that is a result of the right type of thinking. And once you have a consistent thought pattern in the right type of thinking, the right type of actions are going to follow suit. Your external environment will be attracted to what you have purposed yourself to think, and achievement will be your end result. The sixth chapter of this book, Visions and Ideals. I really, really love this chapter, because in this chapter, Alan begins to now delve into the transcendent aspect of thought and how ideological frameworks, visions, ambitions are a direct outcome of how an individual thinks. Once a man has a vision, he knows the roads not to turn. Once a man has got ideals, he knows the things not to entertain. And because of that particular principle, thought has got a direct and impactful leverage on ideals and visions. Do you have a vision? What thoughts are supporting that vision to be achieved? Do you have ideals, things that you believe in? How are your thoughts being aligned to those particular things that will bring you transcendent satisfaction? And finally, serenity or calmness. James Allen emphasizes in his book that calmness is the fortitude of any man. It is the ability of an individual to put up a firm foundation in their actions. The calmness of a man, James Allen assertates in this particular chapter and just throughout the book, that calmness is what makes an individual the master of his destiny. Because if a person is living in perpetual serenity, perpetual calmness, it means they have control of whatever external environment they may be facing. So, once a man's thoughts are calm, they have the ability to dissect and deduce each situation as it comes and are able to make logical and impactful decisions based on how calm spirited that individual is. So, in as much as thought is a powerful tool, calm thought, thought of contemplation, thought of deep introspection, analysis, alertness, will help the individual make the right decisions in the right moments. It will help the person be unstoppable in all their ways, because such a person is not moved by what is coming to them. Thank you so much.